producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, this portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com, the only kind of holster I run, the only kind of holster I'm going to run, because it's never going to break. Because I can run around like a madman, and that gun's not going to come out of the holster. And because I can conceal it. And that's all I'm really looking for. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. If it's Wednesday, this means it's the world according to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. And joining me once again from, I think, the enclave of Sean Maloney's Second Call Defense is Sean Maloney, which I managed to get your name in three times in one sentence.
That's pretty good. Am I paying for that?
Yes, you've already paid for that. So.
And I just wanted to say that good morning, Bill, and to all your patrons that are listening.
I love
getting on early and monitoring the chat box and see what's going on. And you brought up a lot of things, and a lot of things are my personal pet peeves. And so I can't wait to talk about them.
Okay, well, let's talk first about this thing that I was talking about in New York when I was mentioning that. And I mentioned your name, and you pointed out you were already there. In a state like California, where you might have a gun violence restraining order put on you, or in New Jersey where they might say that this particular gun that's legal in all the other states is not legal here and therefore you can't own guns at all, or in New York where you can have your pistol license stripped from you for daring to ask a politician a question, what happens if, say, you move to Tennessee as far as your rights are concerned?
Your rights, you know, our constitutional rights and our Second Amendment rights are unchanging, unwavering wherever we are. Unfortunately, the court systems and everybody hasn't worked out the restrictions that different states place on us. So when we talk about firearms that the state of New Jersey may not like, for instance, when you have those firearms there in New Jersey, according to them, you're already violating their laws or you're already violating their statutes. And so if they seize those firearms, you're not going to get them back. Even if you say, hey, I'm moving, or I'll transfer them to somebody out of state, I didn't know. They're going to keep them. I've had situations where firearms were seized also, and they send a letter back and say, you know what, we're going to keep them. But if you want to appeal, and then the cost of appeal is 10 times the value of the gun, and I'm not quite sure what they do with all these firearms, but it's a difficult situation, and it's one that I can't stand. You know, you talk about FOID cards and things like that. Tim Knight and I, when we were spending time in Connecticut a couple years ago, or just over a year and a half ago for the campaign, and I took a picture of something that it was shocking to me, but the people of Connecticut have accepted it and don't think there's anything really wrong with it or don't seem to be bothered by it. It was a sign on a stack of ammunition telling people that you can only buy the caliber ammunition that you have proof that you own that gun. And that's the registration, and it goes around everywhere. And they've used that. They've went to people's houses in New Jersey, Connecticut, and New York State, and they've known they've had assault rifles. To register or turn them in for a while was happening a year ago. In fact, they're still being required to register, you know, their semi-automatic sporting rifles. And we got to remember, what you're talking about is an expansion of the universal, quote-unquote, background check. You know, that system is already in dire need of repairs. You look at the fact that people that are mentally ill aren't put into the system for any number of reasons, and they don't enforce anything if something comes back in a NICS check. And you got to remember that they're always going to try to push this, but a universal background check isn't the answer. Nobody wants bad people to have guns. Look, Bill, you and I don't. You know, nobody does. And Obama's own administration will tell you that the only way a universal background check will work is if the government knows what guns we already own to transfer to our friends or to our family members. Think about it. I want to give my son a firearm that I have in my collection that he's always wanted, and he turns 21 and can own a handgun, and so I do that. They want me to get a background check on my son now before I can gift that to him. You know what that's called? It's called registration.
Yeah,
that's all a universal background check. And I remind people over and over again, a universal background check equals universal registration, and that equals universal confiscation. I'm not paranoid. It's happened everywhere in the world that it has ever been tried. Look it up. That's why Al Gore invented the internet, so we can look it up and he can be proof sure that when they seize the guns and when you register the guns and when they have these FOID cards, they're going to use the information any way they want to. Once they get that information, you and I are powerless as to what they're going to do with it.
By the way,
that's my rant. That's my morning rant.
That's your rant. Well, let me do a little consumer reports here. You know, I've never done it, so I just signed up for Second Call Defense membership. I'm now on the Defender level. I joined the Defender level because one of the caveats is that once a month, Sean Maloney comes to my house and makes me Belgian waffles. But I had the right recruiter ID number for that, so if you don't have that, you're not going to get that. However, when you do that, the first thing you get in the in your email is a request to fill out your emergency contact form and list in case you're shot in a self-defense setup. Now, that is something I did not expect.
We have the emergency contact list for so many different purposes. That's that, you know, if you have the card and you call, it has a number of different purposes. Of course, if you're involved in a shooting and you're immediately arrested and you get one phone call, you call Second Call Defense, and then we start the ball rolling. We look at your personal contact or emergency contacts there, and we call them and say, look, Bill has been in a defensive gun situation. He's been shot. He's at this hospital, whatever information we have, or he's been arrested. He's at this jail. He's going to be getting bailed out in a couple hours. Need someone to go there and pick him up. And we'll call your spouses, your kids, an attorney, your friend, whoever you tell us on that list. And trust me, you would much rather get a call from a friendly person on the other end telling your loved ones or your attorney what's going on rather than the police that are just going to give them whatever kind of information that they decide they're going to want to give. And that's going to vary from place to place. But that was something that was important to me because over the course of my practice, I would get a call on a Friday night, the one phone call, and you never know how much information you're going to get. I'm at this jail and my arraignment's at 8 o'clock at Area 2 Court on Monday morning. So now you have a husband or a wife that was on their way home from work on a Friday night, and this that case actually happened, and there was a brandishing, and the client was arrested. This is one of the things that prompted Second Call Defense. And I realized that this kid emotionally and mentally could not take being locked up for that long. And so I've had situations like that I show up on a Monday morning only to find out that there's a missing persons report on my client. Now, can you imagine? Your family is waiting for you to get home. You've been arrested for brandishing, and they never know that. Their one phone call was to an attorney who maybe didn't have any other information than a name. And so you get there to the courthouse, you realize that, you know, what happens Friday night, he's not home. Saturday night, you're not home. And then you panic. And Sunday, you're getting missing persons reports. And that was one of the things that drove me to do that also, is because you know that you need help and you don't know what kind of help you're going to need.
Well, I mean, looking when you look at the memberships, if you've never been to the website, and everybody needs to go to the website, okay? Everybody listening to me, if you're carrying a gun, you need to be a member of Second Call Defense. And here's why. Even with the lowest price membership, which is $8 a month, you have immediate cash up front to bond out with. You have an immediate attorney retainer. You have a 24/7 emergency legal hotline, a personal crisis manager, nationwide attorney network access, local attorney referral within 24 hours, emergency contact notification, which I was just talking about. If you sign up for the newsletter, you can get something about the 7 ways to withstand what you're about to go through if you shoot somebody in self-defense. That's just at the cheap one. We'll get into it more as we go along. The World According to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney, because it's Wednesday. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401Ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. Every time I leave the house, and if I'm driving more than an hour away from my house, I am packing something called the GECO Traveler's Bag and my Polymar AR-15 by Robach. The GECO Traveler's Bag is my ISIS welcome wagon kit. And that would work with anybody from ISIS on down, whether it's ISIS or the Zambies or whatever it is. and it's just absolute 21st century refined elegance on a lethal note. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com, my guest this hour, because it is Wednesday and because it is the world, according to Second Call Defense, is Sean Maloney. Were you in the chat room, Sean, when I was talking about the Utah record, the 10 years that Utah has been allowing teachers to be armed and the fact that there's been no shootings in Utah in schools?
Yes, I saw that and I had a smile on my face because statistically speaking, you know, we're always right. We've been saying that for years. You know, Hollywood, the education that most people get is from Hollywood on guns or from Bloomberg on guns. And, you know, it distorts everything. And so that's a great thing to point to. And if I can do a shameless plug for G-Code, I just want to do it right now because I want to tell you that we contacted them. I have a friend, Jim Irvine from Buckeye Firearms, who's really the father of the FASTER program. And he's an appendix carry man. And you were talking about that holster. And so he got one of those and he's in contact with them. For the FASTER program with all of our teachers because there's so many different platforms that these teachers have to have the ability to carry on, and that answers them all. And there may be somebody else out here, but I just want to tell you that the product that you're plugging with that holster is everything it says it is. So I just wanted to throw that in there. And it's nice to have something that has the ability to fit different clothing, different personalities, and different situations. So that's my shameless plug for today.
Well, no, that's not shameless because you weren't doing it for yourself. That's my job. I do the shameless plugs.
Well, I just wanted to throw it in there because it is everything you say it is.
Well, are you talking about the NCOG? Is that the holster you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was that one actually. Your teachers in Ohio that are going to be carrying that. That's a. That's got some Travis Haley influence to it. And the guy that developed that at G-Code, Jesse Lockhart, the guy that actually cut it and designed the Kydex and figured out to cover the outside Kydex with the fuzzy covering so it doesn't bother you when it's rubbing up against you, he's now the senior vice president of G-Code.
See, he understands that gun people are sensitive too.
Yes, we are. We're very sensitive. I'm very sensitive. I every time I'm out there carrying my gun, I'm, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm always trying to make sure that everything matches my outfit.
You try to, at least when you're wearing a white see-through shirt, you want to kind of have a holster that blends in.
Yes.
I want to throw in there some more statistics that you and I and everybody listening, this is a good statistic for us to throw in our holster, so to speak, when we talk to anti-gunners or when we talk to people that just don't know what to think. Recent statistics are out. The CDC keeps track of everything along with the FBI uniform crime reports. And I just wanted to point out there's probably somewhere close to 200 million firearms that were purchased from 1981 to 2013.
Right.
And that's probably conservative, I would say. But during this time, you're looking at the fact that suicides are down 5%. So their argument and all the guns responsible for suicides in America doesn't cut it. It's not true. And then just so we know, you don't think that suicides are going down, suicides by other means up 27%.
Yeah.
So we gotta let these people know that, you know what, it's not the gun, it never was the gun, folks. And that's the way it always is. So that's just another something else that we can put on our holster when they try to come up with these arguments. More guns equals less crime. More concealed carry is present. Crime goes down immediately. Now suicides are down. Accidental shootings are at an all-time lowest with more firearms in America than ever before because we train, we practice. And I was speaking last night to the Delhi GOP, and one thing that I pointed out was that the concealed carry holder in America, statistically speaking, is the safest, most law-abiding segment of society because we care about our constitutional rights more than the other people worried about taking them away. And that's why we act properly.
You know, One of the things that with what I do, I look at the, you know, per year, average per year, 2.5 million times per year, average Americans lose their life unnaturally through various means and ways and everything else. And, you know, guns come in dead last. They come in dead last. A child at school has a better chance of dying related to school by riding to and from school than they do of being shot in a school. And when you factor in what you're doing with the FAFSA program and other states are doing, then those odds really go way against them ever getting shot in school the entire time they're a student. So everything that we seem to do seems to increase the odds of our survival, at least at the hands of a criminal or a criminal coming in against us. And everything they seem to want to do increases the odds you're going to die from it.
Well, you know, and it makes sense. And for so long, I think, because of the lamestream media and everything that they're pumping into us for a lifetime, for some reason, I think we believe that we should be trying something else besides matching force on force. You know, and it still goes to tell you how the mindset still has to be changed. I've had a lot of people come up to me after I speak, and whether I'm speaking about arming teachers or school personnel in the FAFSA program, they're saying, what do you think about, you know, us using tasers or getting non-lethal firearms? That there's a lot of stuff that people are trying to sell us. And I say, look, wait a minute. Somebody is slaughtering your children and you are worried about non-lethal force? And then when we go to places like the School Board Association conventions, Buckeye Firearms, we've spoke there in Ohio. In fact, we've been asked to speak there at the national at their national convention coming up. And there is any number of people that are selling non-lethal guns, non-lethal ammunition for a situation like that, and they're just pandering to people's lack of knowledge. We have to remember that the only thing that'll stop a bad guy with a gun or a lone killer with a gun is a good guy with a gun, and it's never changed. But we didn't think about that right away. I mean, nobody thought that we'd be having a conversation about, you know, arming the custodian. But we have to. It's a fact of life because we love our children. And, you know, there's not a police officer out there that loves going into a building and with the potential of having to maybe shoot somebody and take another human life. But you know what that police officer loves? The people that are standing behind him. I always tell people, I start out every time I talk now, when you see that badge on the street, especially in today's environment, how for some reason there's a war on our police, we have to remember what that badge actually stands for. It stands for all of us standing behind them with our hand on their shoulder saying, we got your back, because that's what it's all about, because we cannot survive with the lawlessness that's going to occur if we don't stand up for doing what's right.
You hang on for me. We'll be right back. It's Wednesday, the world according to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. And this is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently five-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than four standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free one-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. As Sean said, they make the excellent NCOG inside the waistband holster, along with the tactical holster lineup they have. NCOG is designed to be a very low profile. You can reholster the weapon without having to take the holster out, which you can't believe how many high dollar quality inside the waistband holsters won't do that. And this one comes in at a price point that is, in a lot of cases, less than the higher dollar ones that don't work as well. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. This is Wednesday, so it is the world according to Second Call Defense. And joining me now should be the unapologetic Sean Maloney. Sean, we have a question in the chat room. If one already has a defensive insurance policy, such as USCCA, I would think that Second Call Defense would just be insurance on insurance at a minimal cost. There is a difference, isn't there?
There's a big difference. And it's a difference that runs across all insurance-backed programs, whether it's the National Rifle Association, Self-Defense Insurance, or USCCA and any number of other people out there. When you're talking about an insurance policy, that can only pay you after everything is over, after you've been acquitted, no bill by the grand jury or charges are dropped, because with using insurance law, they cannot compensate somebody while they're a defendant in the criminal proceeding. So when we're asserting our affirmative defense of self-defense, we are the defendant and we can't get any money from insurance policies. That's why Second Call Defense took the time to figure out how best to do this, because if we couldn't do it day one, dollar one, up front immediately, I wasn't interested. That wouldn't fit the purposes of the clients I saw, so to speak, railroaded over my early years practicing law. And so what we did is we created the foundation so the foundation can pay for everything, both criminally and civilly up front, and then be reimbursed at the end. The foundation is reimbursed, and our members are never out a penny. They're not out a dollar. And I always point out to people, why do you want to use your own money for bond anyhow? When you give 10% of a $100,000 bond, and you give them $10,000 cash bond, you're not getting that back. The majority of it is gone just for the privilege of somebody bonding you and holding the bond to keep you out of jail. So that's the big difference. And the only downside is, I guess, the cost of having the two policies. But the main difference is that we have the ability to pay for everything day one, dollar one up front. And again, selfishly, I made sure that it had to be created that way because I know that's when people need to front the money immediately up front. They can't wait until afterwards.
So, I mean, in plain language, does USCCA, is that going to provide, when you're on your way to jail, do they provide you money to help you bond yourself out?
If you talk to them and if you look at their insurance policy, no, it cannot. That's something that's in a policy. In fact, I always point out, make sure you read your policies and you read your boilerplate. On the first page, on the back side of the NRAs, for example, in nice bold letters, it says this is reimbursement. Nothing can be paid until you're no bill by the grand jury, you're acquitted by a jury of your peers or a judge, or the charges are dropped. It's just a fact of life. So, no, they can't. Legally, they can't, because they can't provide anything up front, because that alone is considered insurance. You're spreading the risk. And so that's why we spend all the extra time and dollars to make sure that we could create it, so we could have a good program. I'm not casting stones at anybody else's program. And if somebody out there feels comfortable with somebody else, then fine. But I could just tell you that we're day one, dollar one up front, and we're going to make sure that we're there immediately, because you know what? A day in jail and a night in jail for some people are going to change their lives. For others,
yeah,
it's just going to be a good story telling their buddies.
I was in jail for a few hours. I didn't like it at all.
Yeah, you know what? I can't imagine. I did a lot of testing. Actually, it was some of the most fun work I've ever done with the police. They took a bunch of us criminal defense attorneys, got us drunk purposely, and then and then put us in police cars and had officers practice doing field sobriety on us. So we'd be drinking our drink of choice, and we'd keep doing breathalyzers until we were drunk enough or almost drunk, and then we were doing breathalyzers and field sobriety testing. I didn't even like being restrained in the back of a police car.
Being asked who reimburses second call defense.
The NRA's endorsed insurance program. So the reimbursement to the foundation comes from the National Rifle Association. And the National Rifle Association is who provides the immediate upfront civil money. As soon as somebody, one of our second call defense members, is sued civilly, it kicks in. And what I'm talking about, it kicks in 100% of whatever your civil defense attorney needs. Because remember, it's civil. It's not about right or wrong or punishment. It's just about damages. Someone wants your money. 100% of that is available day one, dollar one, and there's no limit. Whatever it costs your civil defense attorney to protect your assets is going to be given. That goes into accidental shootings, self-defense shootings. I always tell people, you shot twice, you missed the first time, you hit the neighbor's car. Well, someone's got to pay for that. And if you lose, we're going to pay for that. Or if there's some other damages or whatever else comes out from beside it, you're going to be protected. You're going to be covered. So there's no money out of pocket whatsoever.
Now,
and also, if you lose, there's money available, you know, up to $250,000 to pay for the damages that are rendered against you.
Yeah. That was one thing I noticed as well. The other thing is that with a lot of these places, they'll supply you a list of attorneys that actually do this kind of thing in your area. But do how many of them actually send money to you straight up right after it happens to help with the retainer?
That's something that we do immediately also.
Right.
When we give the list of attorneys, whoever they choose, that money's there immediately. And I don't know, because that's, again, that's money up front, nobody can.
Right.
I think that the Legal Defense Network, the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network, have a limited amount of money. They're a bunch of good guys, but they don't have the unlimited civil backing, and they have a little bit of money up front from a foundation also. But generally speaking, nobody has all the different benefits and services that we offer. A lot of people have to go out and find their own attorneys. I get phone calls all the time wanting to put me on retainer when they're in Iowa. And I tell them, you being in Iowa, me in Cincinnati, Ohio, doesn't do a thing. And so right. then I go through that.
But, I mean, those two things for somebody, you can't imagine, for those of you that are out there, if you've never been taken to jail for any reason at all, you can't imagine how important it is to get out of jail. And if, like, when you're taken to jail, if you try to make that phone call that they glorify on TV and in the movies, it's actually going to go out. You can make it whenever you want to from your cell. It's going to go out as a collect call, from a inmate at such and such detention center to so and so, and they're going to get that. That's the message. It's going to play on one end. And if it's a family member or something like that, well, you know, they might not take that because they might think it's sort of a crank call or something. That happened to me. So having second call defense know what's going on, where you are, and everything else is a great asset in you getting out of jail and starting the process for yourself, having the help to do it. The personal crisis manager, how many people have that, Sean?
To my knowledge, nobody does. And if they do, there's a lot of people that have been trying to become what we are, and I'm flattered. But I always tell people that we were created, second call defense was created by criminal defense attorneys who've been carrying concealed their whole life. They live it, they breathe it, they've seen it, and they've seen what happens to the people they represent. And that was the basis for starting this, was because I decided there has to be a better way. I know this person has been improperly charged. I know they will walk, but why should they have to spend Friday through Monday in jail until we get to the point in time when they're going to walk? And that was really the driving factor and driving force behind it. And you're right about, you know, making a phone call from jail. The first thing you can get is a recorded message that this is a collect call from whatever jail. Do you want to accept it? And I've been out when other people have gotten phone calls say, no, don't answer that.
We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. My guest, John Maloney, will be right back.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Codes, TacticalHolsters.com. Whether it's the original holster lineup or the segue into the DC-3 collaboration with Travis Haley, Scorpion line, which redefined the way you carry ammunition with two-piece Kydex, or the absolutely lethal tactical solution of taking Kydex and melding it with tactical nylon, they continue to innovate and expand. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour, because it is Wednesday and it is the world according to Second Call Defense, is Sean Maloney. Had a couple of interesting little There was an interesting little thing in the chat room there, Sean, earlier about an occasion where there was a hurricane somewhere, or a couple of hurricanes. Did you see that? I'm not hearing Sean.
I got it. I'm sorry about that. I had you on mute so you couldn't hear any background noise. I saw that. I read it a couple times. I couldn't quite understand it, but I don't. So I'm kind of reading it again.
I think what he's saying is that after a couple of hurricanes, that they had something happening with a perpetrator there or mentally disturbed person. They called the cops, and the cops said, handle it yourself. And if you shoot him, call us back. In the event, I mean, most of the time, and we've seen this time and time again, we've seen this in L.A., we've seen this in up there in New York, New Jersey, we've seen it in Louisiana. We just saw it in Baltimore recently. The police do get overtaxed, and they get beyond their scope of being able to handle things. And this is where citizens are going to matter, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And folks, we are on our own, and there isn't a police officer out there that deep down inside doesn't believe that. And the Detroit police chief just again said there was a shooting, a self-defense shooting. You better have your own firearms because we can't be there, especially when you're looking at a hurricane situation. Remember Katrina? they decided in New Orleans that the mayor and the police chief and everybody else were going to disarm everybody. So even the good people that stayed home to try to protect their stuff were disarmed, and the NRA sued and stopped that. And one of my favorite pictures is a picture of an elderly 60 or 70-year-old woman. It's actually a video when they're coming door-to-door asking her if she had a firearm, and she opened a kitchen drawer and said, I just have this little 22 and grabbed it, and they tackled her. And then I also saw pictures of semi-tractor trailers loaded full of rusted firearms when they were returning them. Of course, I don't know whoever got their firearms back, and the way the law is written, they have to return them in a like position. But you got to understand, we are on our own. There is not a 911 call out there that's going to save you. One of my favorite presentations that I give is handling the 911 call, and we go over and listen to 45-minute 911 calls. We listen to 13 seconds 911 call, and you listen to somebody die. They're tragic. Some of them are funny, but you can't rely on that. And so for the most part, you are on your own, and that's a good point.
You're talking about listening to the 911 calls. The unprepared, that's where you really find out who the unprepared are, when you get to listen to that, don't you? And I wonder how many of those happen a day.
Well, you know, and that's shocking. And I try not to be surprised. And I like to think sometimes that nothing else is going to surprise me at this point in my life, but it always does. And you mentioned Baltimore. Thinking about this, all those people were on their own in Baltimore, and they're disarmed. They're disarmed by the government. The government can't be there to help, and they never swear an oath and never take an oath for our personal protection, so they can never be there to help us. And that's why I always say, don't create another do-not-carry zone, another gun-free zone. Don't tell me when, if, and how I can protect myself or my family. I'm a free man, protected by the United States Constitution. Don't tread on me. And it's so hard to get that across to people. The police cannot and will not be there. And we have to understand that. And I'm not saying that just because, you know, I'm a conspiracist. I'm saying that because that's the facts of life. When are they ever there on time? I mean, occasionally maybe something will break out when they're around. But especially when you're looking at the L.A. riots with the people that were standing on their front porches on the roofs with their firearms protecting their goods, because the police just cannot be there.
Yeah, the first thought I had was that the reason I carry a gun is because cops are too big for me to carry around, and I presume that's why they were telling you what area was Hurricane Rita. I don't remember where Hurricane Rita went inland.
I'm not sure if that was Texas. Did she come in through Texas?
I don't know. I don't watch TV, so that means I don't have the Weather Channel.
Yeah, I just look outside.
So, in any event, the other thing I wanted to point out, that how many of the other, and you know, this is part and parcel of the job here. How many other things like Second Call Defense offer counseling for the members?
In the beginning, I'm sure that nobody did. But again, everybody has tried to copy us and be like us, so I'm not sure. Nobody off the top of my head. Maybe somebody does out there. We tried to keep a chart on everything. They were changing, going out of business, changing names. It got to be the part that it was so hard to do that. But again, that's something that we all felt was important. And we did this through some of our focus groups. We would go to concealed carry classes throughout the country and ask people what's important. And this came from women, and it was pretty insightful. They said over and over again, you know what, I understand there's going to be financial devastation. I understand there's going to be serious legal consequences, but I also understand that emotionally I am going to be a mess. I just took somebody's life, or maybe I try to take another person's life. How am I going to deal with that? And if they're thinking about that before they even pull the trigger, you know, that's very insightful. And so that's when we decided that it was important to provide services from your own psychologist, your own doctor, whenever you want to send them the bill, and we'll take care of it. Because when you're standing in court beside your attorney, I want to make sure that the only thing on your mind is your freedom and your innocence. I don't want you to have to emotionally trying to be dealing with the demons now that you're trying to exercise inside your own body, because you had to take that thug, that bad, evil person's life, and you as a good person are trying to deal with that. So that's why we offer that. Again, I always like to say that everything that we offer was selfishly created, because I've had to deal with these things in the past, and I wanted to make sure that we were the best that we could be out there, not because of all the other reasons, but because, Bill, it's the right thing to do. We're doing the right thing, and we need to protect each other, and we're in this together, and that's why we created Second Call Defense the way we did.
There you go. There you go.
And how'd you like your How to Handle a 911 sheet that you first got in your membership packet?
I haven't opened the membership packet all the way yet. I mean, I literally did this while we were flipping from 1 hour to the next.
Okay, a lot of people then. When you get all that in the mail, that'll be the next show. You get, because you'll be surprised on everything you're going to get, too.
Yes, we will do it. We're going to do a review, a box opening, if you will, of my legal defense that's coming up soon.
That'll be good. And I appreciate all the chat in the chat box, guys. And don't forget, my email address is Sean, S-E-A-N, at secondcalldefense.org. If any of your listeners have any questions, please let me know. And please take advantage of the offer that we put together for Lock and Load and paying for your first month of Second Call Defense, because I want you to become a member, see what you get in the mail with your membership packet, be able to get into the website. And the website's about to go over some huge changes. There's going to be a lot of stuff that's members only. A lot of podcasts, a lot of seminars. We do a lot of one-on-one things. I have the capacity to do webinars where I send invitations out, and we literally have thousands of people on, and I do a roundtable. We address questions that have been emailed, and I speak live to people and take live questions. And that's a great way because we all get to come together throughout the entire country and know what's going on in California and know what's going on in Nebraska or Florida. It's either going to make ourselves feel better and lucky where we live, or it's going to make us feel terrible. But it's just a great thing that we can all do to come together to share ideas and to make sure that we're all protected legally. And if you look at our website, there's so much free information on there. Everybody needs to read. There's podcasts that are posted that I did, I think, a week or two ago. Another podcast will be posted, I think, tomorrow. Dean Reek and I are going to do another one. He kind of interviews me with questions with what's going on today in America legally and guns, and I answer those questions. So there's a lot of benefits that there's just not time to talk about with Second Call Defense. You get on our website and look at all the free things that we have, and access, you know, to your attorneys whenever you need it, and access to people whenever you want to just chat about something.
That's all at secondcalldefense.org. Although the promo code Lock and Load will not get you the free Belgian waffles once a month. I'll be in touch with you, sir. Yeah, that's mine. That's mine and mine alone. Sean, I will be in touch with you. Thank you for joining me today.
We'll do this again.
We'll do this again in 22 hours. Remember, this has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Wednesday. This has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.